Okay, hi guys. I've been asked by the lovely Stray Kitten to do Penny for Your Top Bods questionnaire, which is an amazing username, I must say. Right before I clicked record, I said to myself, this will be easy. It's just a questionnaire. I can answer this. Easy, no problem. And then the second I clicked record, holy hell did I suddenly get the nervous jittery shakes that are probably very obvious in my voice right now, but we will persevere and we will answer these questions and I will ramble and I will stumble on words, but I hope you guys enjoy it. I'll be impressed if any of you listen to it, but you know, whatever. So I'm from Pillow Talk Audio. I'll say mainly I haven't posted on GWA, although I've listened to it for a while. Anyway, this is not relevant to the questionnaire, so I'll move on. First question, what are your opinions on New Year resolutions? Do you believe in them? If you do believe in them, what are your resolutions this year? I do. I do and I don't believe in resolutions. I think it's a good thing to set goals for yourself. That's a good thing to, if you want to use New Year resolutions to motivate yourself, you do that. That is awesome. Anything that helps motivate yourself, that is sick. Keep doing that. That's sick. I say sick a lot, okay? Anyway, so I do believe in them, I guess. I set myself resolutions, but I usually set, I like to set attainable resolutions, because you know, sometimes you set resolutions that you immediately, the second you say it, you say to yourself, no way am I doing that. So I like to set myself attainable resolutions. I've got two this year, sort of. The first one is I want to drive. I want to get my driving license. I've been doing lessons and I've got a car. And you know, I just need to actually learn how to drive and pass the test. And it kind of ties in with the second one, which is I want to go out more. So I'm quite, you know, I'm very introverted in life. I'm quite anxious. And I want to, you know, and so I have like quite bad travel anxiety, and I think in having my own car, I'll be able to get over that bit and go out a bit more, meet people, have fun, you know, stuff like that. Is there anything else I wanted to add to that? I think that question is pretty much set. Yeah, drive and get out a bit more. Deal with my anxiety, kind of. You know, it's very easy. You know, I set up safe spaces and I like to stay in those places, you know, like my house, my university, and the path between those two, that's like the safe space. I'm fine there, but as soon as I go out of that, I start to get anxious. So I kind of want to get, I don't think you can get over anxiety. I don't think you just get rid of anxiety. I think if you're an anxious person, you're always going to be anxious. But controlling that is quite important, and I'm good at controlling it, but I want to be able to push myself further, and I think I can do that this year, especially if I learn to drive. So drive, step one, get out a bit more, step two, start to be a bit less anxious, step three. I had last year's resolution was lose weight, which I'm proud of myself to say I done. I'm comfortable with how my body is now. I've actually, because of Christmas, I've put on probably more weight than I lost in the entirety of last year, because holy hell did I eat so much food over Christmas and New Year's. Like, my God, might need to do that resolution again. But anyway, that question's done and we're moving on. We're 1/10 of the way through, guys, and I'm already rambling like a maniac. I just like to talk to people. I like to make friends, right? So that was pretty cringy to say, but that, anyway, moving on, sorry. What was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA? So I'm going to answer these questions like from the PTA, the Pillow Talk Audio perspective, but I'll also mention GWA, right? Because I haven't posted on GWA, so I don't really know. Best thing to happen to me in 2016? God, I don't even remember yesterday, never mind the past year. I got two kittens. So that's like the best thing that's the best thing that's happened in my life, is getting those two kittens, right? So I would say that getting the two kittens was a huge highlight. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Oh, Rogue One is obviously a highlight of 2016, right? Oh my God, that movie was so good. Anyway, this is not a place for me to gush. I named my cats Luke and Obi, by the way. No, my God, I just got my cats' names wrong. Oh, God. Leah and Obi. Holy hell, I just got my cats' names wrong. Leah and Obi. And it was going to be Luke and Leah, but my parents really hated the name Luke for a cat. And I was like, it's my cat, I don't care. But I folded anyway, so I went with Obi and Leah. They're the two cutest brother and sister little kittens ever. They're not even a year old yet, and they are massive. Leah is so fat. She's a fat cat. Fat kitty. But it's the best. I love my cats, and I won the cat lottery. Anyway, I sound insane, so I'm going to move on. Actually, and then obviously on Pillow Talk Audio, I need to mention that. So I haven't really been around for long. I've been around for 2 months, maybe? And I had like a good 3 or 4 week break, I think. So maybe like a month of posting, I think. The best thing that I've done is just start, I guess. Get the confidence to do that. Also, getting feedback. Like feedback from people, comments and PMs and like getting to know people. That is like the best thing ever. That's why I record, right? I love talking to people and you know, getting feedback in my audios and stuff. And sure, I love to make people happy. That's why I really post the audios. But I also like to get, I like people to talk to me, right? I like attention, whatever. Okay, question 3. We're already on 6 minutes. Fuck. The last text you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does that text say? God, I read this like I'm talking to 5-year-olds. What does that text say? My last text, I don't text very often. Well, I do, but it's usually on like WhatsApp and stuff. I don't know if this counts only text messages. This is a strictly text message business. But I'm going to say it is, right? So my last text was to my brother, and it says, Merry Christmas, ball bag. Ball bag meaning ball bag, which is, you know, I don't need to describe it, right? I love my brother, and that's just, you know, I was just saying Merry Christmas, ball bag. You know, and he replied, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, you know, as you do, Home Alone, brilliant movie. Anyways, so that's that. So if that was to shape my upcoming year, it probably just means I'm going to be a dick, which is not great. So either that or I'll get a lot of ball bags, or I'll get told Merry Christmas often, which hopefully will happen. So yeah, that's that. Moving swiftly on, because I don't want this to be too long, because I don't want to bore you all to death by the time... If anyone is listening to this part, if anyone's made it this far, I also just touched my mic, so it probably made a horrible sound. If anyone has made it this far, you are the best person in my life ever, and I love you. So just know that. Let's keep going on this fun ride together. God, you all... This audio says... If people listen to this audio, all they hear is, my God, this person rambles a lot and is a fucking nerd. Anyway. Oh God, this one, huh? Do you hope to give or receive more GWA-related orgasms this year? My stomach just grumbled. I hope that did not play on mic. I did not eat dinner tonight. Whatever. I've received a lot of GWA-related orgasms. And I've gave none. I haven't posted on GWA. But I listen to GWA quite often, so I've received... I don't know if I'll post on GWA. I don't know if I have the confidence for that. Or if I'd be any good at talking in like a sexual manner. I made one single slightly risque audio. Is that even how you say that word? Whatever, right? One slightly sexual audio in which I said the word cock once, maybe. And that was okay. You know, people, I got decent feedback on it. So maybe I'll post on GWA. GWA. Apparently I say words weird, right? Like, I say W's weirdly, so owl, skill, what other words have O-W-L in them? Fuck, pribble, apparently I say those words weird. If I say those words weird, fuck you, you say them weird, I say them right, get wrecked. Anyway, moving on, that was so cringy, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, I'm going insane, I'm going insane mid-audio. I just like to ramble, I'm moving on. I've said I'm moving on like 8 times and I actually haven't moved on. Fuck. I'm not crying, I'm laughing, I'm trying not to laugh. Okay. Moving on. Fuck. I don't even know what question I'm on. Shit. Okay. Compose. I can't stop. I can't continue. Okay, Jesus Christ. I'm not insane, guys. I promise I'm not insane. I'm just, I like, fuck. I'm not saying it. Question five. I have the giggles mid-audio, fuck. Shit. Okay. What was your biggest GWA challenge for 2016? I mean, I haven't posted on GWA, so there was no challenge there. And no risky faps either, so there was nothing difficult there. I guess posting, so starting to post on PTA would probably be the biggest challenge, right? But, you know, I've lurked PTA since it was created, and I've listened to so many good audios, and I've always said to myself, man, I would love to post there. And then as the years went by, I was like, no, I'm too nervous. What if someone who knows me goes on that? And then when I started posting, I was just like, I don't fucking care if someone recognizes me. Like, if they do, I'll just say, all right, cool, I hope you like my audios, you know? Plus, anyone that listens to PTA is a good friend. Any PTA listeners, you rock. I love you. PTA is the best. So is GWA. GWA is the best. But that's more for touchy-feely times. PTA is more for cuddly-lovey times, which I love. Okay. Moving on. I said it. Holy crap. Anyway, my stomach's rumbling again. Stop. Stomach, please. Pick three words that describe your 2016, then pick three words that you want to describe your 2017. All right, three words that describe 2016. Nerdy. That describes every year of my life. Nerdy. Cats, for two reasons. So obviously I got my two new kittens in 2016, but... oh shit, I can't even remember the dates. In 2015, quite late 2015, I think. August, maybe? No, later than that, like October or something, maybe. I got a kitten. I got this little lovely Siberian forest kitten, and she was the cutest thing ever. She had... so, like, her front left paw was brown, and her front right paw was white, so I would say she had odd socks on, and it was the cutest thing ever, and she was lovely. But, you know, through some complications and medical things, she passed away early 2016. She wasn't even one. I was pretty sad that, you know, but she was happy. You know, she had a really good life up until that point, and me and my parents and, you know, my family, we tried everything. We went to vets, obviously. We went to a couple of different vets. We went to medical schools, like veterinary schools, really big, like, ones, and there was just nothing to be done. Eventually, we had her put down because she was deteriorating very quickly, and then her body was donated to one of the vet schools because it was quite a unique, rare thing. Anyway, I don't really want to go into it. It was pretty depressing, and I've just depressed this audio. But, and then I got two new kittens, and they are awesome, and they are the best. I have Leia and Obi, and I love them to bits. They are the cutest fucking cats ever. And I'm sorry, but my cats are better than your cat. Anyone listen to this that has a cat, my cats are better. I will fight you, and I will win, because my cats, they got me. Anyway, I love all cats. I'm just kidding. Your cat is beautiful as well, I'm sure. Listener. Gee, that was pretty weird, calling you listener. Hey, listener. Are you still listening to my audio? Because we've just hit the 14-minute mark, and it's still a fucking disaster. Okay, let's move on. Oh, three words that need to describe my 2017. Shit. Oh, I didn't even get my third word of 2016. Oh my god. Third word of 2016. So I had nerdy and cat so far. Third word was probably lonely. I've been single for a long, long fucking time. And you know... so maybe lonely, but at the same time, I'm not lonely, because I have a family that loves me, I have friends that love me, I've started posting on PTA, and there's people here that talk to me and give me attention, so I'm not really lonely. I guess lonely is a bad one. University is probably a third word that would work, because I'm studying at university. So, three words that want you to describe my 2017. I want those three words to remain: cats, nerdy, and university, but I'll pick three new ones just for fun. Relationship. I would like to get in a relationship. That's no, you know, I think that's fair, wanting a relationship, that's fine. Two more words now. Shit, driving, that was part of my resolution, I'd like to drive. Third word, confidence. These all pretty much relate to my resolutions. In fact, all three of them relate to my resolutions. And my monitor's just turned off mid-recording. Thanks, monitors, please come back on. They are on. Okay, I don't know why I spoke like that. I don't. This recording's a mess. Jesus. Okay. If anyone listens to this, you're a champion. Like, getting to the previous points where I've said, if you're still listening, that was pretty tight. But getting to this point, you are a champion of the people. You are doing it for the world. All right, let's keep going. We're on 15 minutes and a half now. You're doing really great. Just stick with me. We've only got a couple more questions to go. Actually, no, we're halfway. No, we're past halfway. 6 is oftentimes greater than 5, which is the halfway point of 10. Let's move on. Saying that again, huh? Question 7. 2017 has just begun. Done anything you are proud of or regret this year? Man, I struggled to read that. Things I regret this year, this audio. It's a disaster. So, I mean, that half of the shit I've said in this audio I regret, right? But I'm committed at this point. I'm not re-recording this. I'm doing this in one take, and I don't care what happens at this point. I'm finishing this. Anything I'm proud of this year? Ooh, I mean, the year is young. It's the 4th, so there's not really much that happened. I was there for a really dear friend of mine. He is having some relationship troubles with his boyfriend, and I was there for him. It's not his boyfriend, but he's having dating troubles, and I was there for him, and I'm proud to be there for him because he is an amazing person, and I'm proud to help him. That sounds weird. All right, let's move on. Jesus. The year's too short to be proud of anything. That's not true. But anyway. Okay, question 8. You can trade lives with anyone for a month of March this year. Who do you pick and why? Honestly, I would pick no one. I'm quite comfortable just being myself. Maybe, you know, every guy wants to be a woman for a day so you can see what it's like to be a woman, right? So maybe something like that. But for a whole month, that's commitment. And I don't know if I'm ready for that level of commitment yet. I'm happy with my life. I have a great family. I have a family that loves me. I have, everything's going well. I'm good in education. I've got luxuries. I'm not hungry. So I think I'm quite happy where I am. No, I don't want to. If I stepped into someone's life for a month, I would probably fuck up their life, and I don't want to do that. I'm happy just fucking up my own. I don't need to ruin other people's lives also. Okay. That question was quick, so we're nearly done, guys. We're on question 9! 9 is... We're nearly done. You can nearly close this if you've gotten this far. 9. What was your biggest personal challenge... What was your biggest personal change from January to December of 2016? Weight loss. Probably weight loss. And a bit more confidence. In the early 2016, I was very... Oh, God, I dunked my mic again. I'm sorry for deafening you, listener. Biggest change was weight loss, probably. That's physically biggest change. You know, I mentioned already, you know, I went down weight, so that's good. I'm nice and slim now. I wasn't slim. Actually, no, I'm a bit podgy now. Not podgy, but I'm... Stomach's starting to go out a little bit with all that fucking Christmas food. God, I ate a lot of stuffing and a lot of turkey. Anyway, you guys all, you know, I'm the Scottish stereotype, right? So I ate a lot of haggis and I drank a lot of fucking whiskey. That was awful. Okay. I can talk really Scottish if I want to. If I want to talk fucking Scottish, like, and get this oil right, I need to fucking bang at the park, eh? Anyway, that was awful. I don't know what that was. Biggest change, weight loss, physically, mentally, confidence. 2015, I was quite very anxious. 2016, I've gotten a lot better. I can go out a little bit, and I can, you know, I go to university fine, and everything's all good in that department. You know, I'm becoming more confident, which is good. I started driving, which is like a huge step. You know, I have travel anxiety, right? I struggle to get in a car with my parents. So getting in a car with a stranger and then being handed the keys was not easy, but I done it. We're hitting 20 minutes. Jeez, I apologize for how awful this is. Anyway, question 10, last question, here we go. Everyone has that one kind of audio that they really want to hear on GW, from ramble fap to a specific scenario. What are you hoping to hear in 2017? Be as specific as you want. My God, this is just digging to find out what my kinks are, right? I'm going to answer it from a pillow talk perspective first. I like being taken care of. Like, I like the oh, you're sick, let me take care of you, or like nightmare audios, I like being fussed over. Those audios are always really neat, and reassurance audios are so good as well, like just for everyone, like people that need that, that's amazing. And it's also just nice to get compliments, right? Even if it's just from an audio, but like it still is so lovely. And so that's that. From a GWA perspective, a Gone Well perspective, I'm a switch. Like, that sounds weird, I don't know the specifics, right? But I'm really switchy, you know. Usually with previous partners, I've been extremely dumb, but I love a good gentle femdom audio. Gentle femdom audios are the fucking best. My God, see when like a girl or like the audio is taking care of you and like praising you and but still taking charge is just like that's some good shit. That is so amazing. And then I also like F-sub audios as well, but those are a bit more common compared to the gentle F-dom ones. Those are a bit more rare. I like F-sub audios because I have that slight, sure, I'm like quite submissive, but I have that dominative streak. Sometimes I like to just push someone's head down and fuck them, right? God, that was the most sexual thing I've ever said on a recording. Ever. So yeah. Okay, let's start trying to wrap this up. There's a bonus question. Tell us a GWA user who you want to answer this questionnaire and tag them in the comments. I don't really know anyone that hasn't answered this. I know Stray Kitten, she's answered it. And the other people I've kind of been speaking to are only commenters. They don't post. But there are two that I can think of, but I don't know if they've already answered this. So, and they're also from PTA. So I guess I'm, whatever. Wait, there's a thing here that says who's answered. Oh my God, I have the hiccups. Good time to end the audio. I don't see the people that have answered this. So I'm going to say Anya Love. She has the best microphone and the best voice in existence. So that is amazing. Anya Love, this would be, I would like to hear you ramble. And the other person is someone who's been very nice to me on PTA, who's been very nice to me since like the start, since I started posting, and that's Hottie Next Door. Hottie Next Door is the loveliest person ever, and I would like to hear her answers, I guess. So I'll tag them in the comments. I'm going to end this as quick as I can because we're about to hit 23 minutes and that's a disaster. If you've made it this far, okay, here we go, right, secret password. If you've made it this far, say in your comment, shit, I need a password. Banana pie toffee pudding. Banana pie toffee pudding. If you've made it this far and you've listened to this whole thing, comment banana pie toffee pudding and I will give you a fucking gold star for making it through this entire thing. I don't expect to read any banana pie toffee pudding. I don't expect anyone to comment that because this is a disaster. So I'm going to end it here. I love you guys. PTA, thank you for being so amazing and welcoming to me. Everyone, Stray Kitten, thank you for asking me to do this. I loved doing this. This is really fun. I guess I'll need to get verified on backstage. People who I listen to on GWA, keep it up. I'm not mentioning names, but, you know, I enjoy them. People that I listen to on PTA, keep it up. I love you all. Everyone who comments, I love you all. And I'm ending this. Banana pie, toffee pudding. Go.